Hi Natalie, and welcome to my podcast.
Hello Anne-Marie.
Thank you so much for doing this. And I know you're a bit nervous because I said to you, right, come to my house and we'll record this and we'll talk about all what you do and what's going on. But as you know, I'm really, I'm a spiritual person because that's my job. I do psychic medium readings and spiritual coaching. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a great believer in the law of attraction, mindfulness, mindset, and lots of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And I always call you my little entrepreneur because you said, why did you choose me to come and do this? And I always think you're one of my lovely friends who I always think when you get your teeth into something or when you find something you want to do, you just go for it and do it. That makes sense.
It does, yes. Yeah.
Now you're gonna have to speak up.
Okay.
Now I wanted to talk to you a little bit about mindset, because and I'm gonna ask you to define mindset for me in a second, but I feel like just for people that have never even heard about it before, I always think that mindset is it's like a frame of mind, really. Mm-hmm. And it's getting yourself into a good frame of mind to help you go and do the things that you want to do. Would you
agree?
Absolutely,
100%.
So what if I asked you, what do you think mindset is? What would you say?
Mindset to me is everything. Everything begins and everything ends with your mindset. Your mind is a very, very powerful tool. Yeah. And I would say, especially when you're in business, 90% of what you do in your business is down to your mindset.
Massively.
Because if you're not in the right mindset, in the right frame of mind, yeah, then your fears, your doubts, everything creeps in, yeah, and holds you back and can actually stop you from moving forward to where exactly it is you want to be. But every single one of us has the power to be able to change the mindset that we're in, to be able to change the situation that we're in and to be able to go for whatever it is that we want to go for and whatever it is we want to achieve.
Fantastic. And I totally 1,000,000% agree with that, because I always used to say to people, and you, the people that listen to the podcast who used to listen to the radio show, I remember talking about my nan one time, and she used to always say, there's no such word as can't. You know, yeah. And it used to blow my mind. And I remember saying to her one time, well, if I've got a brick wall, I can't get through it. And she said to me, if I give you a hammer, you can.
You can.
And it just totally changed the way I used to look at things. So let's go back a little bit to the beginning. So we've got all these hopes and dreams and visions and goals that we want to do. But we're fearful. Maybe we're fearful we're not enough. Maybe we're fearful we haven't got the right knowledge as such. How would you start, or how did you start to change your mindset to get you into the right frame of mind?
So I think for me personally, I knew that I had to start feeding my mind, nourishing my mind, instead of feeding my mind junk food. Junk in the way of, I used to watch a lot of TV.
Me too.
God, and I still enjoy TV, but dramas like that, where everything's really pulls you down to a low vibration, you get emotionally attached, it makes you feel low, has a huge negative effect. I used to watch the news. I don't watch the news anymore.
The news is a
massive one for me, because in an instant you can go from feeling fantastic to feeling really low. So I knew from the very beginning that I had to really cut back on a lot of the junk food I was feeding my mind, because it affects...
That's a good way of putting it, actually. Junk food for the mind.
You're feeding it Maccas. Yeah. And you're going to feel...
Can we say that without getting sued?
You're feeding it... take fast food.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and that's perfect.
Yeah. You don't feel... you feel sluggish. You feel down. You feel low. And then that has a knock-on effect with everything in your life. How you are around your family, around your children, around other people, and things that you maybe want to do, you feel like you can't do.
Yeah.
So I just kind of switched it and just cut back on those things. I was mindful of what I was watching, mindful of what I was listening to, and mindful of what I was reading. And I just began to nourish my mind and feed my mind, which then in turn changed how I felt and my thoughts. And then empowered me to be able to go forward and do the things I really wanted to do.
It's actually spot on. When you talk about feeding your mind junk, and my auntie used to always say to me, how can you not watch the news? You know, you don't know what's going on in the rest of the world. And I often think, and she used to say I buried my head in the sand, but I often think that to bury your head in the sand to a degree, well, it was good for me. You know, if I did, like you said, if I didn't watch the news, protecting myself, self-preservation, you know, if I don't watch that news, then I can't feel everyone else's pain and everyone else's hate. And it just makes my mind a better place for me to live in.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
But as for Coronation Street and things like
EastEnders.
I need to, that's one of me little vices that I really need to get rid of. So we're not saying that you need to stop doing that. What we're saying is maybe lessen it.
Yeah.
Or don't watch the news every morning. The first thing when you get up, my dad does that. The first thing he gets up in the morning, switches the news on. So you've just done your three positive things before you get out of the bed.
You watch the news and you're back down on the
floor again. Nose dive. Yeah. Definitely. So we've looked at nourishing the mind, okay? Mm-hmm. So you talked about inspirational books and things like that. What physical things do you think you could do to nourish your mind?
So there's quite a few things that I do during my day, and this is another really important thing that I think a lot of people, when you get into a habit of doing the same things every day, it takes 30 days to create a new habit. So if you choose something and you do it every day, habitually for 30 days, it then becomes, you just don't even really think about it. Absolutely. Yeah. So for myself, from when I wake up is meditation.
Yeah.
Straight away, before I can even turn my phone on or switch on to anything else, I do my meditating. I do my gratitude journal as well. I do a lot of writing, a lot of journaling.
Excellent.
And 10 pages, I read 10 pages of a book. And also, to get myself in a high vibration is music. Because, I mean, we have a lot of different Learn and Burns and podcasts and SoundClouds that we listen to that put us in the right mind frame. But I think there's nothing better than really uplifting music that you love, that gives you that feeling, whether it's a feeling of, you know, when you were younger and you used to go dancing with your mates, or
mine's Whitney Houston.
Whatever it is, everybody
sing me head off. Not that I can sing,
but I sing, and I even sing to my friends on Voxo. I'm like, "Good morning," you know, because then I'm in that high vibration, and I can't help it. And I'm like, "I'm really sorry, I'm really tone deaf, I can't sing." But it's just, I've listened to something or read something, and it's made me feel amazing. Yeah. So I think everybody's got some kind of music that puts them in that good state, and it's really good to just, even when you're in the car or wherever, blast it out at home. Put it on at home while you're around the house, and it puts you in that really good.
Have a little dance while you're cleaning up.
That's it. Yeah.
Or cooking.
Yeah. Well, not me. That's why I married a chef. But yeah, I don't cook.
See, I'm the opposite. I don't clean. My husband does the cleaning, I do all the cooking, so we are vice versa, so it's great.
Good combination.
But getting a high vibration, people talk about, well, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to read. I don't have time to do my meditation. But, and then you could look at it and say, okay, you don't have time to do that, but you have half an hour to go and sit and watch EastEnders or Coronation Street or whatever. My thing, what I've tried to do now is turn the books that I used to read, because for some reason I'd start reading my books and I'd fall asleep. So I decided to get them down on Audible. So when I do a lot of driving around and even sometimes in bed before I go to sleep, I put my headphones on and I get to listen to my books.
Yeah.
And they're all motivational, inspirational books.
Yeah.
You know, so I feel like that helps me, and I love to go for a walk. I go for a walk with my earphones on, listening to the likes of Lisa Nichols or Tony Robinson, you know, and I tried to listen to Eckhart Tolle, but he's got such a gentle voice. I was struggling to do my walk. So that was one I like to read. But you know, there's different ways to add this stuff into your life.
Absolutely.
Would you agree?
Absolutely, 100% agree. Yeah. We've all got the same 24 hours in a day.
Exactly.
It's what we choose to do with those 24 hours. Yeah, exactly. And I always find the best part of the day for me personally, because I am a mum of three, and is before the kids even get out of bed. So that's my time in the morning before the rest of the house wakes up. So just set your alarm for half an hour earlier than you normally would.
That's amazing. To give yourself that time
to do those things. And then you start your day in the right frame of mind, in the right mindset. You're on a high vibration. And then when things do come at you throughout the day, you're better equipped to be able to deal with them.
That's a perfect way of putting it, better equipped. Sometimes I used to feel when I was doing the nurse manager's job, it was quite a demanding job. And sometimes I'd wake up of a morning, and as soon as I opened my eyes, I would think, oh gosh, the day is going to be such heavy day, you know? And I'd already lowered my energy, which really wasn't helpful, because then all the stressful stuff would come in and I'd already been at ground level to take on this stuff. So what I found, like you said, lift your vibration first thing of a morning. It's an amazing tool to have to help you cope with everything else that you've got going on in the day. And even though things will knock you down through the day, but I always think they don't knock you down as low as the way it used to before you went on this journey.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So just to recap, we'll lift our vibration of a morning.
Absolutely.
Meditation, bring it in. Yes,
bring it on.
Do a 30-day challenge, guys, you know. Write it down and say, okay, I'm going to do a 30-day challenge of maybe 5 minutes of meditation or 10. You know, that's all. But do another 30-day challenge of writing down or even thinking of three positive things before you get out that bed. They could even be as simple as, I've got legs to get out the bed, you know, I've got the energy to get out this bed.
Absolutely.
The sun is shining and I'm actually covered by bricks and mortar and I live in a house. Yep. You know? Amazing. It lifts your vibration so much. Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
Now, just before we finish up, we've had a great talk, and I did explain. I know I could talk to you too. I love talking to you, my little entrepreneur. But what I always I wanted to say to you was, I did call you my little entrepreneur, and I know you've got some really good little business stuff going on. So please tell us a little bit about your business and what's going on.
So I've got two businesses, something that I never thought I'd hear myself ever say. One business is, I have a very successful social marketing business, which is an Arbonne business. I'm an Arbonne independent consultant, which I absolutely love, and I've been doing for 5 years, and I will continue to do, which has allowed me, given me the time freedom to really follow one of my passions, which is making soy candles, which is something that I started with the intention of, well, first of all, refilling my candles that I already had at home, then to gift them to people with an inspirational message on, and with the intention...
Like mine.
Yours. You were my very first candle.
No.
Yeah.
How cool is
my
that?
My very, very
right,
first.
Right, guys, I'm just going to have to tell you what my candle says. Where's my glasses? I need to put my glasses on. Now, this is Natalie's very first candle. And it says, shine your light, Anne-Marie, you are my angel. How beautiful is that? And I keep it right there in my office right next to me. I'm scared to burn it.
You're my first, when I say it I'm out loud, it's like, you are my first ever candle.
Well, I want to be, when you're a multi-millionaire and you're selling these candles to all over the world, because I know you've got some great ideas that like other people don't do. These are just not normal candles. And I'll talk to you a little bit about that in a minute. But you've got these amazing ideas, and when your business goes massive and global,
I'll always remember. I want baby.
So this is so exciting.
I know.
Oh, it's an amazing idea. So soy candles. So if I want, or any of our listeners want to buy some soy candles, how do we get in touch with
you? So they can either contact me through email or text or phone call or.
Okay.
So I've just sorting out Facebook page. I have created one, but I haven't done anything with it. It's called Shine Your Light Personalized Candles.
Perfect.
I'm also on Instagram as well. Shine Your Light Personalized Candles.
Have you got a website?
Not yet.
Okay. No, cool.
This is all new, Anne-Marie. Okay, this is all the start.
Can we contact you by phone?
Absolutely. Phone, email, however.
Do you want to give us
your number? I've been getting Facebook messages from people I've never met before.
Fantastic.
Requesting the candles for
excellent.
I've done memorial candles, I've done netball coaches gifts.
How cool is that? Now tell me a little bit about memorial candles. What are they?
So the memorial candles, so when somebody passes, we like to remember them.
Yeah.
We often like to burn a candle. So I actually personalise the candle with a picture of their loved one and maybe a message that they want on there of that person, or a quote, or just something that they find comfort in. And I pop that on the candle, and then every time they burn it, they've got the visual of the person.
How beautiful.
So they can think of the, think of the person that they've lost.
That's such a great idea.
So I've done a few of those, and gifts for netball coaches with the picture of the netball team on.
Oh, lovely.
Thanking them. So it's kind of really, it began as an inspirational, and it still will be, because I've done lots of candles for people to say, believe in yourself, or whatever people, definitely, the message people want to convey. And that's where I'm at with it all.
It's so exciting.
It's so exciting. It's
very beginning of the journey. Yeah, it's so exciting. And I know you're looking at different things. I don't know whether you want to talk about that just yet. No, okay. So we'll talk. Well, I'm going to bring you back when all that's out and open, because I'm so excited about what you're going to do with these candles, you know. And it's something I've not seen before, so I'm really excited about that. So I will bring you back on my podcast.
Okay.
So keep listening, guys, later on down the track, and we'll find out what Natalie's done with these candles. But please, can you give us a number that we can contact you on?
Yeah, so my phone number is 0415 448 600.
Perfect.
And you can find me on Facebook, Natalie Bradley.
Natalie Bradley. And also your Facebook page is called?
Shine Your Light Personalised Candles.
Shine Your Light Personal Candles. So go and like the page, and then you guys will always be the first to know when the website's up and running.
Yeah.
And you'll also be the first to know when this new exciting idea is coming out. So whatever you're thinking of buying a gift for someone for, it can be very personalised. It can be new babies, it can be hen nights, it can be memorial stuff, you know, whatever it is, I'm sure Natalie will personalise these candles for you. Make them very special just for you. So, my little entrepreneur, thank you so much for coming along and doing this podcast. It's been an absolute hoot. I love talking to you, and I'm sure I'll get you back on if you'd agree to come back on.
Absolutely. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. God bless. And I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, can't wait.
So keep listening, guys, for lots of interesting people that are going to come on the podcast. And I'm sure we'll have Natalie back again. Have a great day, guys. And as always, I wish for you enough. God bless.